This is a production of the ZTalk Radio Network. The views expressed and opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of ZTalk Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Tear down this wall.
Broadcasting live from ZTalk Studios in beautiful downtown Virginia, Minnesota. It's ZTalk Live with your hosts, Joel Sturgis and Scotty Rourke.
That's right, ZTalk Live coming right back at you. You know what? Oftentimes imitated, but never duplicated.
Duplicated.
That's right. Say that 10 times fast.
Duplicated.
Look at you go. Holy crap. You're like the Energizer Bunny on.
Duplicated.
Wow, you are like the Energizer Bunny. On crack.
I duplicate. That is me. I am duplicator.
You're the duplicator. So how have you been, man?
Duplicator.
It's been a long time since ZTalk Live has been live on the air due to some day job stuff as well as some other side projects I had going on. Thank God I am now done with that other stuff. So, back here at ZTalk. That's right. Can't wait to come back, get back in the full swing of things.
Yeah, it's going to be great, man. All I got to say is we won't get into sports tonight because I don't want to talk Olympics.
Not really, no. Well, although a loser did die.
I know. Did you see the video?
No, I did not see the video.
Seriously, you haven't seen the video?
No, I have
you
not.
You have to see the video. It's on YouTube. It's out there. Seriously. It is probably the most disturbing video because you see his body just fly up like a blade of a tornado and right into the pole and then right limp onto
I could have went my whole life without even hearing about it, let alone watching it.
Yeah, I had to watch it. I had to find it. And I found it. And it was sick.
You went searching for it. Lose your dies.
Your full dying skater.
Yes, that poor bastard, he died. Where was he from?
From Georgia.
From Georgia? He was an American on top of it?
No. He was a Georgian.
Russia. Okay.
No, it's Georgia now because it's not really part of the Soviet Union.
Well, it was a part of the Soviet Union, yada, yada, yada. You know, it's all political boundaries anyway.
Right, Georgia. Anyway, that's where, he was a Georgian name. I guess the weirdest part about it was he told his dad the day before that he really didn't like it or he was scared of it or something like that. That was the last thing he told his dad before they hung up.
He should have went with his gut instinct.
I know.
Now his gut's all over the ice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was dead way before they started rescuing him because you could kind of see when he left. You know, it's disturbing video.
I'm not gonna be searching for it.
I don't know if I would be anymore either. If I saw it. Oh, don't want to see that again.
Yeah,
not really.
Yeah. Did you hear him say, "Oh crap!" just before he hit the pole?
No, you see him coming down the luge. I mean, it's not any close up.
Yeah,
because it's off one of the luge cameras that were set up there around the bend.
Oh man!
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? I say we talk about something a little bit happier tonight, and that's right. We're going to be talking about the dangers of the paranormal. That's right. Well, you know, we're not really much of a paranormal show. ZTalk Live really isn't. We're alternative talk. But we still talk about the paranormal every now and again. And there are a lot of dangers to be aware of out there, folks. I mean, I just recently heard a story where a guy showed back up on scene after he was kicked off by, like, some team leader. He shows back up with a shotgun and kills everybody.
What?
Yeah. He was all pissed off.
That's not good, dude.
No, that ain't cool. That is not cool. That's not cool at all.
No, that's not neat at all. You know, the other thing, we have a lot of danger going on here, so.
Danger.
Danger.
Wow. You had to go play the danger theme. But you know what? We have to play the news first because Emerald works her butt off week in and week out to give us these newscasts. So with no further ado, our own beautiful Tammy Henderson here with the news. But first, let's play her awesome intro.
You're listening to Z-Talk Live Radio News, and this is Tammy Henderson with your news updates. And good evening. This is your Z-Talk Live News Update for February the 15th of 2010. And this is Tammy Henderson with your Z-Talk Live News, bringing you the good news, the bad news, and the simply weird news. Well, it is official. Vancouver has welcomed the world with a spectacular fireworks display, with the Olympic torch being lit on February the 12th. You can catch all the live action of the Winter Olympics for 2010 in Vancouver on NBC. Also, you can catch all the live action and up-to-the-minute news and updates on the Vancouver Winter Olympics for 2010 on NBCOlympics.com. NBC is also providing up-to-the-minute updates on the Vancouver Winter Olympics for 2010 on your iPhone. So download some of the great iPhone applications so you can stay in touch with the beginning of the Vancouver Winter Olympics. And before the opening ceremony, a Georgian luger who died at the Olympics did fear the course. He died at the Winter Olympics and told his father that he was very scared of the turn where he later lost his life, but told his dad he wasn't going to hold back. He said, "What will be, will be." It is believed that his luge went over 90 miles per hour, where he then later, through the turn that he was afraid of in practice, hit a metal pole. Since then, the Winter Olympics have cut back on the speeds of the luges and also have padded the metal poles. In other news, it looks like in Los Angeles, the star-studded romance Valentine's Day wooed audiences with $52.4 million opening for the weekend, easily grabbing the number one spot over the holiday that shares its name, according to studio estimates on Sunday. And to have a movie titled Valentine's Day on Valentine's weekend was a no-brainer that absolutely worked, according to box office analyst for Hollywood.com. And directed by Gary Marshall, from the director of Pretty Woman, Valentine's Day was a celebrity bonanza. The cast included an all-star cast with Ashton Kutcher, Jessica Alba, Jennifer Garner, Anne Hathaway, Julia Roberts, Jamie Foxx, Queen Latifah, Jessica Biel, Shirley MacLaine, Taylor Swift, and Taylor Lautner. Valentine's Day distributor Warner Brothers estimated its love story will be in the $60 million range after President's Day for today, and that would break the President's Day weekend record of $52 million set by Ghost Rider over the four-day holiday weekend of 2007. Wow, impressive. You know, maybe we should all come up with some kind of great movie to make millions of dollars. I say yay. In other news, and giving new meaning to the terminology, man cave. Well, it looks like an unemployed Ohio man chills out in an extreme igloo. Jimmy Gray says he's been out of work for almost a year and needed a project to stay busy. So with the heavy snowfall this winter, the 25-year-old laborer got to work on an extreme igloo in his family's yard in Aquila, about 30 miles east of Cleveland. His four-room creation has six-foot ceilings and, of course, an entertainment room. He powers the TV with an extension cord plugged into an outlet in the garage. He also ran wires for cable television with surround sound stereo. Gray says candles help add ambience for nighttime get-togethers with friends, and the freezing temperatures mean that the beer never goes warm. And in another news story, embracing history, a man sets hugs record in Vegas. Yes, in Las Vegas, a 51-year-old Ohio man has embraced Valentine's Day over the weekend with a spirit faster than anyone before, giving 7,777 hugs in just 24 hours for a new world record. Jeff Ondash, who sought the squeezes under the costumed alter ego Teddy McHuggin, broke the record Saturday night outside the Paris Las Vegas Hotel Casino on the Las Vegas Strip. He says, "When you hug somebody, they all walk away from each other smiling," Ondash said. "They say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. A hug a day it's just fun. Ondash said he wanted to become the world's hugging champion to raise money for the American Heart Association during American Heart Month. In Nevada, also, a police officer was saved from a bullet by his badge. Yes, in Las Vegas, a police officer's badge may have saved his life when it stopped a bullet during an exchange of gunfire in North Las Vegas. Police say the 31-year-old officer was patrolling just before 10 p.m. Saturday when he heard shots being fired in an apartment complex. While investigating, the officer came upon a person with a gun and opened fire. The officer returned fire and was hit, but the bullet hit the badge, and the officer suffered only minor injuries. The person with the gun then fled. Is it true? Could you one day have a root beer-smelling rose? Well, pick your scent. Scientists genetically engineer roses that can produce custom-made aromas. Root beer-scented roses could soon be available at your local florist, according to scientists from Florida who are developing newly fragrant flowers. So be prepared to choose your favorite flower scent very soon. Love stinks. A Minnesota farmer created a manure valentine for his sweetheart over the weekend in Alberta Lake, Minnesota. Nothing says I love you like a half-mile-wide heart made of manure. A southern Minnesota man created the valentine's gift for his wife of 37 years in their farm field about 12 miles southwest of Albert Lee. Bruce Anderson told the Alberta Lee Tribune that he started the project with his tractor and manure spreader Wednesday and finished Thursday. His wife Beth said it's the biggest and most original Valentine she has ever received. She said some people might think it's gross, but she says it's cute. And why not do something fun with what you got? She said the heart would be darker except for the recent heavy snowfall that mixed with the manure. The space station is getting a room with a view. That's right. Residents of space station will get a new outlook on life. The astronauts of the International Space Station will finally have a room with a view of splendor just outside the ship. Two spacewalkers from the visiting space shuttle Endeavour, Robert Behnken and Nicholas Patrick, helped install the final large component on the station just overnight. It is a 23-foot-long cylindrical chamber called the Tranquility Node, but most of the interest to the astronauts perhaps is that on its side will be mounted a 6-foot-wide windowed dome called the cupola. After the astronauts are finished hooking up Tranquility's power and data cables, external handrails, and the like for the space station, at least to someone looking at it from the outside, will be essentially complete. There are four more space shuttle flights scheduled to finish the assembly of the station, but they will mostly do detail work, electronics, extra supplies, internal parts, and backup equipment. Now that's going to be really nice for the spaceship to have a room with a view. A 73-year-old man was arrested, and he said he was paying off his mortgage in Tampa, Florida. A 73-year-old Florida man was arrested for robbing three banks. He was unarmed, of course, but he took $600 in each heist, said he needed the money to what? Pay off his mortgage, police said on Friday. James Bruce of Tampa was arrested on Thursday. He did admit to robbing the banks, but said he planned to pay back the money. Well, that just makes it all better, right? Tampa police spokesman Laura McElroy had said he called it a repayable loan. Bruce was unarmed in each of the three robberies. All three banks, he handed a note to a teller which said he was carrying out a robbery and demanded six $100 bills. Bless his soul. 73 years old and robbing banks. He definitely doesn't need to be working on going to jail at that age. Police said they believe the tellers gave up the money because it was bank policy not to have staff resist robbers in a case they were armed. The robberies took place on January the 15th, February the 1st, and February the 10th in Tampa. Bruce owns a garden store in Tampa where he sells pots. And this has been
Tammy always talks about pots.
Wait. We are live there, my friend. I don't know whether you knew that or not.
She still talks about pot all the time.
She is a pot person. You hear her? Everything ends with a big old, yeah, and they found some pot, but they didn't share it with me this time, damn it. God. Tammy.
She always is up with the pot. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Come on.
Come on, Tammy. Come on. Come on. Share. Come on. My address. You have my address. Come on. You know, be sharing. Well, anyhow, tonight we are talking about dun, 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 the dangers in the paranormal. And we're not talking about ghosties either. Yeah, we'll do a touch on something that I came across that absolutely did not even think existed. Had to eat a little bit of crow to my man Scotty here in a little bit. But
yes, you will.
I will. I absolutely will. I'll do it very graciously as well. But we're talking about, well, the actual real physical dangers of the paranormal. It's not just walking around the dark. You have to be careful of people, places, things. Even scammers, criminals are out there. You name it. You know, they're all out there. I mean, ever since the paranormals began, there has been con artists. Right, Scotty?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it started out with the two sisters that based a whole spiritual movement.
Yes.
It started out as con artists because most of them still believe that they were con artists.
And it turned out to be just one big bowel movement then. Yes, total crap. That's right. Yeah, the Fox sisters. Crap. That's right. There were three of them, actually, and the oldest one really had nothing to do with it, but the other two, the twin sisters, I do believe they're twins, they would crack their knuckles, as odd as this sounds, on their toes against their bed frame for yes and no and stuff like that. So when people come in, they would say, yes, it's the ghost knocking. Crack twice if you mean no, and crack once if for yes. So... And it was really
now you're talking about crack, just like
I am. I have it on the brain. You know. hold on. Yeah, that's good. That's much better. Oh God. Here we go. Nothing like a little crack. That's right. That is right. But the Fox sisters really got the spiritual movement rolling. And you know, yes, the vacuum guys, the vacuum cleaners that suck up orbs. That's correct. That you are talking about the Central Minnesota Ghost Hunters, their hound dog in the chat room. I just had to go ahead and respond to that. These two wackaloons had a Hoover vacuum, two of them strapped to their backs, and they go into people's homes, and everyone's house is dusty. You can't get away from it.
And they suck up the orbs.
They did. They would go in there and they would make you wear IR goggles, and you'd sit there, and they would say, oh, look at the orbs being sucked up into the Hoover. Look at them go. It was really friggin' dust is what it was. But then they turned around, and not only did they suck up your ghosts, they sucked up your money, too, to the tune of about $500.
Yeah, see, they start paying. That paying stuff drives me nuts.
But here's the thing. They would guarantee, get this, it was never the same ghost twice.
Yeah, that's the easy way to do it. Nope, another one. You owe me another $500.
That's right. That's right. No. And then Tammy is going to be live next week. Did you get that little notification there, Scotty? She just hit me up letting me know that next week she will be live. So we will have our beloved news girl live in studio with us finally. Thank God. She'll be coming back to do the
news.
And I'm happy
because she will be able to talk pot live with us.
That's right. She'll be able to tell us all the good stuff about reefer. You know, it's called a
reefer man.
Reefer man. Oh, my God. Well,
you ever see that show?
I did.
Oh, that was
way
awful.
way back in health class when we were kids. Reefer Madness. Oh my God! Remember, kids?
Crack. Oh, I just got hit up by Tammy now. Pot. No, I'm getting yelled at.
You are. I did too. Remember, kids? Crack is whack.
Yeah. Just say no.
Just say no, and if you do say yes, just ship it my way. I'll dispose of it for
Tammy,
you.
And ask Tammy because she knows.
Yes. She'll teach you how to roll a joint. See here, kids. This is why I have a Ustream account, so we can go ahead and show you how to do it the proper way. Now, first of all, you want to get rid of all those seeds. That's right. You don't need those. You don't smoke those anyway.
She says she won't do any pod stories now.
Oh, you gotta do pod stories. Come on, Tabby. Do not take away our pod stories. Come on. You know that's what keeps you going every day is the thought of doing another pod story.
Yeah, it does to me. I mean, I love them.
That's why I stay in radio. Where for pod stories, it'd be boring. but you know, but there's so many things you can do with it. You can bake with it. You can make pancakes with it. You know. Okay. Well, anyhow, let's get back on track here, away from the marijuana. Now, the dangers of the paranormal actually run pretty deep, right down to like the old snake oil salesman way back in the 1800s. You know, that buy this elixir and you will be saved. That kind of crap. You know, and
Ronnie in the chat room says, dangers of the paranormal. Don't smoke weed under investigation.
No, yeah. I definitely would avoid smoking the reefer while you're looking for Casper. Might not be a good combination.
The thing is, you know, I've never heard of anybody really dying from a ghost.
No.
You know what I mean? From a ghost. It's people's reactions to the ghost.
True. True. Very true.
It's when people get freaked out and run like they did on Taps, or when you're in a dark place and you run into something because you don't have your light on because you run into a stool, a pole, or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what you did, or you fall down the stairs or something like that.
See, I don't run around in the dark. I wear a red headlight is what I wear because I learned the hard way when I was filming the movie about 2 years ago. I was in the Eveleth Rec Building and I was watching the handy cam. I'm walking along and there's this little room off to the side.
Oh,
you've been in there.
Oh yes, and that room.
And it had this real high floor. It had like, it was almost like a diamond shape, this floor, and the floorboards is so warped that I actually tripped on it and I smashed my mouth against that countertop. It hurt, man. It hurt like hell. Oh my God, it hurt. I never had so much pain in my life. I was screaming, yelling, you know, what the hell, you know. Actually, I used much stronger language than what the hell at the time, but this is radio. We can't use that. But definitely, I mean, just walking around the dark is dangerous. It's unreal, you know.
Right, it is. And I mean, I think that's the thing where people, you want to experience this all in the dark, but they don't know where they're going. Then they get freaked by it, and then they start running.
Yeah, exactly. Or, do not run.
Right.
Don't run in the dark.
Yeah, do not run.
No, don't run in the dark.
Like I said, the ghost ain't going to hurt you. It's going to go through you, or it's going to...
Yeah. Unless...
The thing is, it's not going to put a knife into your heart or something like that, or everybody thinks for this.
It's going to scare the crap out of you. Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
It's going to give you that holy crap moment, but that's what you're there for.
Right, the big Hebrews, you know.
You know, if you weren't there for that, a little bit for that moment, you wouldn't be in it. Yeah, you know, just a little bit.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's that little bit of a thrill is what usually gets people into the paranormal.
Well, I'll tell you this. Last investigation I was down at Bobby Mackey's, I got ticked. I really got ticked off. And when we do the reveal on Z-Talk here, we'll be able to hear it, because I actually swear and use the F word.
You did?
And then, of course, the ghost came. Yes, I did. I got mad.
You did, Scotty? Holy crap. That's so unlike you. What are you doing? You're provoking. Come on.
I actually provoked. I really did, because, unfortunately, it was calling me a Richard.
A Richard? Ooh, that's offensive. Why don't you call me a Bob while you're at it?
No. Exactly. I cleaned it up for the show.
Okay.
It was calling me. I mean, the obelisk.
I like Dick Newhart.
It was
I really like him.
It. I was dying. I was laughing so hard. I was like, then all of a sudden I got mad. I said, "Hey, there's probably a spirit here, and he's calling me a Richard." And
yes,
I started getting mad. I started swearing back. I did. I tell you.
You're getting mad at the ghost. Yes, you're really going to offend that ghost. What are you going to do, Scotty? Kill him again with harsh language.
No, but he ended up swearing back at me, saying, "F you, Scotty, F you."
Wow.
And we have that on tape, so we'll be playing that too. But yeah, I mean, so that's the worst you're going to get in a situation. Yes, I mean, yes, you're in an environment. Yes, you're looking for ghosts. Yes, you're running around in the dark. Yes. Yeah. But that's about all that's going to happen.
Usually.
You get freaked.
Usually that's all that's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. We'll be talking about that here soon, but usually.
Yeah, usually. Usually that's
99.9%.
Yeah. Well, I had you alluded to a little bit, I had an experience here just last weekend I never thought I was going to ever have. You know, and after the break that we have coming up here, I will go into the full story, man. It's crazy. It's an absolutely crazy ordeal I went through, and I never thought I was going to go through it. Really, I never did. In fact, I disbelieved. I didn't believe it at all. I always thought to myself, it was fairy tales, nothing to it kind of thing. But I quickly realized what I was dealing with some help from friends, you as well, talking about what was going on. It was nuts, man. It was nuts. And the story is even crazier. I mean, I can't even give the story justice. That's how crazy the story is with me telling it to all of you fine folks. But, you know, before we get into that, we're going to go ahead and go to break. We're running a little bit late on break. So I want to apologize to our FM affiliate there, UPRN 105.5 FM. But we're a little bit late. So here we go. We're going to be right back after this.
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network.
Since 1948, Fate Magazine has delivered a one-of-a-kind reading experience, covering everything from psychics, UFOs, paranormal investigations, and more. For more information, visit FateMag.com or call 1-800-728-2730. That's 1-800-728-2730. Fate Magazine, true reports of the strange and unknown.
So the way he sees it, if you're frightened of dying and you're holding on, you'll see devils tearing your life away. But if you've made your peace, then the devils are really angels freeing you from the earth. It's just a matter of how you look at it, that's all. So don't worry, okay?
Presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Wedding Band Guitar Player.
Mr. Wedding Band Guitar Player.
Any guitar player can rock a packed stadium, but it takes real talent to keep the Wyszynski reception going all night long.
Mazel tov.
Perched on the stage in your undersized tuxedo, you tirelessly churn out tunes from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Keep on rocking.
Sound check? You don't need no stinking sound check. And even though you've never had groupies, you have bagged the occasional bridesmaid.
Never forget you.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, guitar guy, because every wedding you go to, you're the real best man.
Mr. Wedding Band Guitar Player.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The competition has taken notice.
Oh my God.
Good luck keeping up with us.
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network.
That is right. We are coming right back at you. That's right. Z-Talk Live, all killer, no filler. I'm getting used to running the board all over again. It's been a while. It seems like it's been forever. In reality, it's only been a couple days. I don't know what is wrong with me. But anyhow, I think it's the going to be talking about. Really shocked the living crap out of me the other day, man. I mean, shocked me right down to the core.
It changed your whole belief system.
It did. It really did. It changed my whole belief system. Had to take a personal inventory and see where I stand. It was really, really not cool in a lot of ways. And that's the thing. You know, we were. I was on an investigation in a private home in the city of Eblof, Minnesota, which is near here, and like 4 miles down the road. We were called in, myself, another investigator. And then, you know, we had a rookie investigator, which we never should have been there. I wish you wouldn't have been there, you know, because it's not the investigation you want to cut your teeth on, this particular one. We went in the home, and I had reports of, these people were, for lack of a better word, chased out of their home by something. To the point where this young lady called the police, and they came in. They looked through the home, and they looked at it and said, well, you know, we don't know what's going on in your home, but there's definitely something not right. It's nothing human, because, I mean, she was chased off by something that was opening up her cupboard doors, going crazy, throwing stuff, and that's when we were brought into the case. And my first thought from her was really overhyped. You get a homeowner there that is scared, something that they're not used to happen right in their lives, you know, stuff like that. And so it was way more than I even bargained for. I walked in there, and never do this, guys. If you're an investigator, never walk into a place like I did with the expectation of nothing being there, you know, or being Casper the Friendly Ghost, because that's not always the case. I walked in there, and she, you know, I interviewed her. We talked a little bit about what's going on, the concerns that she had about the place and this, that, and other thing. I thought, okay, we could probably knock this thing out in one night. You know, a lot of times you can knock those out in one night. You know, just to prove to them either A, you got something going on, or B, you don't. And a lot of times just to prove they're either not, you know, not crazy. This is really going on in their lives, and they just need that validation, which a lot of times we give them by being investigators.
Right.
You know, going in there. Well, we went in there the first night was... It was an odd night. Different things are going on. You know, we heard voices. We heard things, steps being stepped on. Things going crazy. And very, very loud noises. And oddly enough, nothing, get this, Scotty, that first investigation, nothing was caught on tape. Not
yeah,
one.
Because they didn't want you to come back.
Not one thing was caught on tape. None of these big, loud noises that everybody... I have the people commenting on the noises right on tape. Wow, did you hear that? That was loud. What the heck was that? You know, which by all rights, that should have been caught right on tape. Because it's actually louder than their voices. So it should have been there. I have no explanation why that was not there. Well, I do now, but then I did not. And then the second... Well, the same investigation, we did get a couple EVP, and it was really odd EVP, because there were voices that would say, for instance, the famous one, like what you just said, F you, right? You got an F you in Bobby Mackey's. Well, this would, this ghost or what have you, whatever it was, would say F you, and then a person that doesn't normally use that language whatsoever will pipe up almost instantaneously and say F you. All right, the first time we heard that, it's like, ah, you know what? It can happen. Coincidence. But then it started to happen like five or six times, Scotty, the exact same phrase throughout the night.
Holy cow.
You know, right. So it went beyond just coincidence. It went to, you know, one time's coincidence, two times a, well, you know, fluke, but three times is, yeah, it's a trend. And you cannot ignore it. What this thing was showing us was precognition, man. Either that, or it was manipulating their minds.
Right.
One of the two. One of the two is going on.
Either way, it's way freakier than a normal investigation.
Yeah. I mean, this thing is saying things, and you'd hear it on the EVP, and then the investigator pipe up and say exactly what this thing said.
And I remember when you called me and said that you got stuff like that, and I was like, one of two things.
One of two things. That's right. One of two things. Well, we tried to slough it off as best as we could. Continue as just a coincidence or just a weird night. You know, odd things. Now the FU thing is sometimes very normal on an investigation for a ghost to say that. But it's very odd that it would manipulate the investigator to say exactly what's saying afterwards. I just want to make that clear. It was not a fluke. It was almost as if, A, it was precognition, or B, it was controlling their minds, which is really, either or is extremely scary, because how do you defeat something that knows what you're thinking even before you think it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know.
That one's tough.
You know, it already knows what you're going to do next. I mean, there's nothing you can do to surprise it. And then we did that, and that was a Friday night we did that, or Saturday night, I'm sorry. The following weekend, I called up a friend of mine, and she's an awesome psychic from Aiken area, Aiken, Minnesota. Her name's Suzanne, just absolutely top-notch psychic. She's worked on big cases, been called in on really some really, really big cases by people, high-profile cases, and she'll be on the show here because she was actually involved. We're working right now on a show about some murders that have taken place in Minneapolis-St. Paul area, trend of murders, over 40 of them. And we're going to have her on the show. She worked on that case extensively. We won't let the cat out of the bag yet, because it will be a real blockbuster when she is on the show. But that being said, she came up, and I was expecting her to say, yeah, you got a nasty one here. You know, it's a little smarter than the rest of them. Maybe it's got a little more years under its belt of tormenting people. What have you. You know, something. No, she looks at me, and she says, okay. She walks through the house. She turns around, stone cold, dead face. She says, okay, you got three of them here. So, okay, three ghosts. Well, two ghosts and one inhuman. Really? One inhuman. Okay, you know, that's not something I ever believed in. I never believed in that crap. That, you know, the demon crap, you know, for lack of a better word, whatever you want to call it, was never something I ever really considered. You know?
No, you were the first on the bandwagon against it.
Yeah, no, really, yeah. Show me the evidence. Show me it's real. Show me this. Show me that. Don't just tell me. Just don't tell me. You know that they're real. Show me they're real. Okay, so I said, well, Suzanne, you know, you've always.
Yes, they did.
They did. Yeah, the story does continue.
Yes, they did.
It got worse, and it got worse, and it got worse as this case progressed. And
you got worse too. Let's talk about that too.
Yeah, when I started working,
how you were sounding and acting.
Yeah, when I was working this case, I was a total different person. I was really obsessed with it. I was obsessed with the case. I wanted nothing more than to be in this house, which is odd. You know, I wanted to go back there. I wanted to be in there. Maybe I can unravel this
mystery. Especially for you, who's been. You've been out of the paranormal for a little bit too, you know, taking a little break.
Yeah.
Not investigating.
Yeah, the last one I was on actively was the investigation with you and Ebleth.
Right, on Halloween.
On Halloween. I mean, that's the last one. That wasn't even a serious one. That was just a fun one because we know the building so well. You know, it was kind of a fun right. investigation. Was it even like a homeowner situation or a, you know, situation right. where all your skills were called into play? It was a very, very tough investigation. This one definitely knocked the rust off very quick. I had no choice
true,
in the matter.
Very true.
Yeah. There was no jumping in this pool. It was jump all in. It was like doing a cannonball right back into it. But no, I started seeing changes in myself. My wife even saw changes. My kids saw changes. You saw changes. You know, I was getting consumed by this case. Everything in my life, I was even to the point where I didn't even care about radio. I didn't even care about anything. And there was points there to where, I know as horrible as this sounds, I was starting not to even really care about my family. The only thing that mattered was this case. And it kept drawing me in, little by little, by little, by little. Getting me more into it. I even thought about, the lady paid up the rent a month, you know, and she wasn't living in the house. I even thought about offering to move into the house for a month, man. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? Where you say to yourself,
I was trying to take you down.
Yeah. Well, let me move in here. I'll live here and we'll figure this thing out. Not a problem. Hey, I'll be here all the time so I can get a better idea. In my mind, I can get a better idea what was going on. When in reality, this thing, whatever you want to call it, wanted us there. It needed us there. It craved the attention that it was getting. That was very evident because it would perform for us. Not a problem. It would do things. It was as active at 10:30 a.m. as it was at 10:30 p.m., man. The place is rocking 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd walk into the place and it would instantly you'd get hit with a smell of, and I thought it was natural gas. I really did. A smell of almost like rotten eggs, like sulfur almost. You get hit by the smell just out of nowhere. It just, everywhere you go, it'd follow you, though. It wasn't like in one part of the house, like you'd open the bathroom or the basement and you get hit by a small whiff of natural gas. No, you could be upstairs and you'd smell it.
Wow, man.
It was like it's following you around.
That sulfur stuff is the worst, right? Yeah, it definitely wanted you there. I mean, that was drawing you in.
Yeah.
And it would give you a little bit of each.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad Friday night, so we went back Friday and Saturday the following weekend, both nights. The Friday night, we went there without Suzanne, and it was crazy. We had a lot of stuff go down, a lot of weird things, a lot of voices, a lot of yelling, a lot of screaming of disembodied voices, of course, that were going on. And this one was crazy to the point to where there were times that I was actually so scared that I want to leave. That's how scared I got at points. But it draws you in. You know, it draws you in. It makes you so curious that you want to unravel it a little bit more and a little bit more. And if I stay a little bit longer, if I do this, or if I do that,
and it's going to catch you more.
Exactly. You got to be really careful, guys. You got to be really, really, really careful when you work these types of cases that seem to, now whether you believe in demons, whether you believe in humans, it doesn't matter. You also got to remember never to let the paranormal consume your life. You got to remember. You got to remember you have an outside life. You know, you got kids, you got families, you got day jobs, you have this, you got that. The paranormal is a great thing, don't get me wrong. You know, for researchers that really want to further the field, it's very rewarding. It's very awesome. But a lot of times you get caught in this almost to the point to where it does become your life very easily and very quickly. You know, I'm sure, Scotty, you've been there, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're especially when you're new.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, especially when you're a new investigator. And you have all the glee of like a kid at Christmas. Oh, cool. I get to go on an investigation. Sweet.
It is a blast. I mean, it really is. I mean, we all wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, no, most definitely. This one, though.
But it sucks you in. And especially with a demon.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go.
And
well,
use the word.
Yeah. As the investigation went on, people around me started changing. We even had people that would seem on this investigation to have been. Now I can't verify this. Obviously, been mildly possessed to where they would act differently and where they'd say different things. And they were not themselves. Me, myself, I fell prey to that. Suzanne, when we do have her on the show, she'll attest to that. It was very odd. I wasn't myself. I wasn't acting myself. I wasn't even talking like myself. Things would go on that I just wouldn't care about. It was just very, very odd feeling. And as we got deeper and deeper into this case and it became very apparent of what we were dealing with, it got angry. The thing got angry because it was using a minor ghost, if you will, as a cover story. It was using, she picked up the name George. She was using George. See, George wasn't a very good guy in life, okay? And he was an even worse guy in death, all right? He was a pissed off ghost, no doubt there. No doubt at all. But then you add in this factor of this other being there that's able to use these ghosts, these secondary ghosts, as puppets while it kind of does its thing in the background. It likes it that way. It doesn't like the spotlight, doesn't want the spotlight. What it wants to do is screw with you as much as it can, and as long as it can use someone else to do so, it will in a heartbeat, and it'll keep doing it, and it'll keep doing it, and keep doing it. It's crazy, man.
I agree.
But man, yeah, more of the story when we come back, man. There's a ton more to this tale. We'll be right back right after this.
Station identification. You're listening to ZTalk Radio Network.
Operating frequency
on ztalkradio.com.
Are you ready for some rollicking adventure? In Scotty Roberts' book, The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare, join Irish Rabbit, Tam O'Hare, and his young squirrel squire, Horatio McNutt, as they journey through Scotland of the mid-1500s seeking a small child who's been stolen by the fairy folk. Crafty raccoon pirates, conniving noble wolves, conflicted royal foxes, and self-serving religious badgers all stand in the way as their quest brings them headlong into high seas action and supernatural intrigue. The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare is in bookstores everywhere and at barnesandnoble.com. This hardcover, lushly illustrated chapter book is the first book in the Tam O'Hare series. But hang on to your sabers. Book 2, Tam O'Hare and the Banshee of Ballyglenmorrow, is coming later this year. So swash your buckle and prepare yourself for a historically rollicking, swaggeringly supernatural adventure. Visit tamohare.com to learn more. You'll never trust a raccoon with a sword again.
I'm Peyton Manning. Did you know that the Red Cross responds to more than 67,000 house and apartment fires every year? They show us how to prepare for emergencies from hurricanes to heart attacks. They respond immediately when lives are disrupted by natural disasters. They teach us to swim and to save lives. Red Cross volunteers and employees are committed to making our communities safer and healthier.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Underwear Inspector Number 12.
Mr. Underwear Inspector Number 12.
Whether it be tidy whiteys or banana hammocks, you're the one who makes sure our skivvies cut the mustard.
Riding high.
You make sure the door is fastened with secure seams so that the cow doesn't get out of the barn when it shouldn't.
Don't let it out.
Dedicating yourself to a craft others might poo-poo, you can pass every single man on the street and say with pride, "You there, you're wearing my underpants."
Oh, yeah.
And no, I don't want them back.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Eagle Eyes, because we're all glad you've got your hands in our shorts. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Z-Talk Radio is committed to bringing you the best radio possible. We will test your senses with innovative and entertaining radio programming. Honest, informative, inspirational, and on occasion, controversial. Our listening audience will also have the opportunity to interact with the show hosts and guests through live chat and call-in capabilities. You can't be left out of the loop. Tune into all our live shows once, and you'll never turn your computer off again. Z-Talk Radio on your computer dial. Your healthy addiction.
That's right, Z-Talk Radio coming right back at you, Z-Talk Live. Well, killer, no filler. And tonight we're talking, well, about the already dead, so I guess they don't have to worry about the killer part, do they there, Scotty?
Nope, not at all.
Well, no, not really. But no. Picking back up the story, doing this investigation, Suzanne, a very good friend of mine, awesome, awesome person, talked to her just about every day, even to this day. She checks in on me all the time. Lessons learned. I crossed the line, and I'm going to tell you where I crossed the line also with this particular ghost entity, whatever you want to call it, demon, if you want to use that word. I don't know what it is. I just know it is not of this world, for sure. You know, it's strange crap, man. Well, getting back to this, I crossed the line because I provoked this thing. I did it hardcore, though. I called every name in the book. I said, hey, you know what? If you want to attack someone, attack me. Yada, yada, yada. And it did. Oh, it did. I got a burn on my hand. I got punched in the face. It was not a cool night, man. It was not a cool night. So if you're going to provoke, definitely be ready for what you get coming back.
You definitely get it coming back. That's what the crazy part is. You know, most people think I'm going to just provoke and get away with it. And
yeah.
Watch out. I mean, you watch out because they can come back.
Yeah, yeah.
They won't kill you, but they can come back.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got punched right in the mouth to where I had a bloody lip, man. You know, got smacked right in the head. And that does happen. That does happen sometimes. Sometimes they have a lot of energy. And if they don't like you much, they'll let you know it. You know, but also, yeah, even if you are getting punched in the head, keep your composure about yourself. If something like that happens, don't do a dude run. Don't do a Zach Baggins, you know, catchphrase, stop running. It's really bad when their catchphrase of the show is stop running. You know.
Right.
You know, to tell their people, stop running now.
Yeah, but did you see in that one episode that Zach actually hurt himself because he ran into a table because he didn't see it inside the room? So we were talking about that earlier. I mean, once again, yeah, you should stop running because there's crap in the rooms and you guys don't know they're there and it's pitch dark and you run right into it.
Yeah, true. Very true. That's another thing. Another thing to remember, you know. Plus, you don't know the floor plan as well as someone that lives there, that does it every day, that walks those floors, so they can get away with it in the dark. You can't.
Right, exactly.
You know. Well, anyhow, getting back to the story, I did provoke, and I do not recommend anybody provoking out there. So if you're listening to this either on podcast or live right now.
Now you tell me after I did it.
Yeah, I know. I don't recommend it. If you're going to do it, though, if you're going to do it and you get your ass kicked, here's a big I told you so from Z-Talk Live. Because it happened
well,
to me.
I haven't told anybody this yet either, though. I mean, I did it too, and I was provoking that night. A lot harder than I've ever provoked before.
I don't know. When we're on the road with those Indians or those Native Americans, I don't know, man. We were provoking pretty hard over there.
It was funny. It's so funny you brought that up because that was exactly the story I was going into next.
we were
and I provoked pretty rough that night.
We did. We were doing a rain dance in the middle of the road.
Yeah, we were.
Hi, how are ya? Hey, I mean, we were doing it all, man. And
we were being racist pigs.
We were being racist pigs. We were being horrible. I think that
we really were.
Yeah, we were not being cool. We were not looking back on that night. I probably all that karma came crashing down on me.
Yeah, because the crap happened that night and it's happened since. It really has.
Yeah.
I mean, but the night I was at Bobby Mackey's, I did the same thing, though. I provoked there, and I got hit in the back.
Mm. It will happen.
Yep. It just happens. It really does. And people say it doesn't happen. It happens because you are angering the karma and the forces around you, and that's what you get.
That's right. You got to expect what you're going to get back, man. There's just no two ways about it. You know, I mean, equal and opposite forces working against each other. Yeah, you're going to get smacked in the head a little bit. It's going to happen, and it's not going to be fun. You're going to have a bad time. But that being said, getting back to the story, I know I keep saying that, getting back to the story, because this is actually a very hard story for me to tell. We, in fact, have forced one individual to pretty much never want to talk about this case ever again. Doesn't pretty much is out of the paranormal as well. It definitely made him quit. I mean, he is just gone. He did some stuff that is totally out of his character, and he's struggling with it to this day, and we hope that everything for this individual works out one day. It really shook him to his soul. That being said, well, folks, I gotta admit it, Scotty, you're right. There are demons.
Mm-hmm.
There are real deal demons. There are actual demons out there, whether you want to call them inhumans or whatever you want to call them. I'm just calling them demons because that's what I feel. These are nasty little critters out there that want to do nothing but screw your world up. That is it. That's all they do. They're nothing but negative energy. That's it. They live for it. They love it. They want it. They want more. You got to keep feeding them. You got to keep feeding them. And you got to keep feeding them.
You do. And that's the thing.
And that's the thing. They thrive, man. You give them a little bit of negativity and they're off to the races kind of thing going on. And that's really what they love to do, is bring the worst out in you, and they will play on the worst qualities that you have. Because I'm going to tell you what, I saw one with my own two eyes. Very own two eyes. I saw it. Not cool. Definitely not cool. And that
Trisha in the chat room says maybe we should stop provoking. Yeah, maybe we should.
Yeah. Because this thing, once it was found out of what it was, became very nasty. It became very belligerent, very pissed off. It's in this house as we speak. That's right. We could not get rid of this, and there's no way to get rid of this thing. And I'm going to tell you why we can't get rid of it, why we couldn't get rid of it. As we progress in the story, after it was found out, we found out that, hey, you know, there is a George there. We knew that because the EVP we got, you know, he was pissed off. Absolutely. He was mad. He was a mad ghost. Like we said, mad in life, mad in death. As in life, as in death. You know, if you get a serial killer in life, he's going to be a serial killer in death. Just no two ways around. It's still their personality. Their personality is what makes their ghost. That's who you are. That's your essence, is your personality. That's your spirit. So, you know, it translates. But this thing, it would manipulate everything, even human beings, to its own, it'd play them. Really. I mean, it'd play them. Because I had to.
Did you?
Yeah, it did me.
It really did.
Yeah, it did me, most definitely. And about 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night, or Sunday morning, rather, I did one thing I've never done in my life, and this is after I had a real close encounter with this thing. I left. I ran. I didn't physically run. But what we did was we got in an SUV and we took off. And we sat in a Super 8 hotel until 8:30 the following morning. Because this thing was just so off the wall. None of us could handle it. Nobody could handle this thing. It was everywhere. It was screwing with everyone. It wanted and the psychic, Suzanne, we were talking. I said, well, what do you think this thing wants? And she said, if you die in this home, you don't leave. It sounds like a horrible catchphrase for a movie, doesn't it, Scotty?
Yeah, if but it's true.
You die here, you don't leave here. And I said, well, what does it really want? And she said, stone cold face, never forget this. She had a vision of one of us dying in the house.
Huh.
That is freaky, man. And, you know, to be confronted with your own mortality there, where someone's telling you, yeah, it wants to kill you. It doesn't want to be Mr. Nice Guy. It wants to freaking kill you. That's scary. That's scary. And that's why we left. That's why we left. We sat in a Super 8 hotel. And we waited till 8:30 the following morning. And we went back, grabbed our equipment, very humbly, very quietly grabbed our equipment, didn't say one word to it at all. But we knew it was there because we smelled that sulfur smell. We smelled everything. We heard every creak, every groan, everything that was going on. We heard it all. It wanted us to know it was still very much there. But, it, right. You know, and we just grabbed. We've never packed up our equipment so fast. And we did it so quickly without even saying a word to each other. Just we knew we'd been beat. You know, we knew it. We knew we'd been beat. And we left that home demoralized. Talking with Suzanne also. I don't know where you stand on the theory of vortexes, Scotty.
Oh, I believe in that. There have to be. There have to be a gate for the spirits to come through if many spirits. You know what I mean? Especially the spirits of the underworld.
And that's one thing that Suzanne and I talked about. She said, you know, there is, as I talked to you earlier, she said, there's a, I never believed in that crap. Vortex is no way. Come on. A direct path to the underworld. Come on. Wait, you crack? Were you nuts? No way.
See, this is happening. You had a hard time even with, you know, just the fact that there's ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a total skeptic even in ghosts. I mean, my skeptical mind is always working, saying, well, it could have been this, could have been that. It could have been a multitude of other things.
Yeah.
But this,
I mean, you and I have talked about that for hours.
Yeah. But this one, I have to straight up say, this thing, unequivocally, in my mind at least, and in your mind if you were there, you'd say the same thing. This thing's a demon.
Well, I did. I mean, didn't I come up with the answer pretty quick for you?
You did, but see, I didn't want to believe you. I'll be honest with you.
I know.
I didn't want to believe you because, come on, demons, come on. You know, what the hell? Come on, Scotty. You know, but I'm absolutely wrong. They are out there, folks. And you can't win. If you run into one of these things, you cannot. It's not the movies. There is no power of Christ compels you, at least not for me. I'm not equipped to deal with this. If you run into one of these nasty guys, you need to leave.
I suggested too.
You need to leave. You need to call somebody that knows what they're dealing with, knows how to go about to. Now, with a porthole in or a vortex in that basement, cleansing doesn't mean crap to it. You can cleanse all, you could smudge all day and it don't matter. It'll just jump at its little hole and wait till you're gone. It's right. You know, it's like a good friend of mine was, we're talking and he talked about smudging. And he said, well, really, smudging don't do crap, he said. I'll tell you why, it's a lot like a smoker or a non-smoker leaving a room where the smoker is. Sure, it's going to leave for a little while until the smoke clears, it could come right back in.
Right.
You know, so smudging is one, I know a lot of beliefs have.
Once again, I think smudging works for spirits.
I think it can with the skilled person. I mean, the person that's doing it really has to know what they're doing. But there again, if you're dealing with inhuman, you're just going to piss it off.
True. Very true.
You know, that's really all you're going to do is just get a little pissed off at you and lash out at you. Now here's the thing with these demons. And I use that quote unquote demons because I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a legitimate, right, straight from hell demon. I just know it's a nasty son of a gun, and I never want to deal with it again. After we left that home, and I talked to the person that lives in that home, I said, well, you're going to have to move. We've done everything we can do for you. I mean, there's nothing else we can do. I don't know where to turn or what we can even do. Short of full exorcism on this house, which even when I spoke to some very, very high-profile demonologists about this case, and a couple different exorcists about this case, of the best way to proceed, and they both told me if there indeed is a vortex in this home, no amount of exorcism is going to work.
True.
Because it is a direct door. The porthole, in their estimation, and talking with a lot of people in the paranormal that I highly respect, have all said that these portholes, get this, Scotty, have been there forever. They're there. Ever since the Earth has been here, they've been there. And they happen to just build a house around it. You know, whether it be happenstance, whether it be whatever, somehow this house got built around a porthole, man, or vortex, or, you know, negative energy just turning. You know, imagine a whirlpool, and that's really what it is. It's just a whirlpool of bad karma going in there. And it's been there. Exactly. It began, from what I understand.
But don't you think that's where they, if it happens for all these years, isn't that what keeps drawing people there? Mm. It gets destroyed, and then more people are drawn to that same space again and again.
Well, yeah,
and
I mean,
they're
in this particular residence. There has been murders. There has been suicides there. There has been every nasty thing that you can imagine going through the records, the police records, and everything else has happened in this home.
Exactly.
So, you know, what we're dealing with is a long, sustained track record of negative things happening. Now, a lot of theories say out there that this vortex, this porthole, whatever you guys want to call it, started off as neutral energy. It was just nothing more than neutral energy until it started being fed by negative. Now, I don't know if I buy that theory. I don't know if they're born bad. I don't know what's going on with these things. All I know is I've never dealt with very many of them. I've never even really considered to believe any of them. And I always went on my paranormal career saying that, calling BS on all of that new age mumbo jumbo crap. If it's not scientific, it doesn't enter into my mind.
Yeah, at least it didn't.
At least it didn't. At least it didn't, man. At least it didn't.
Sorry, man. I have to.
It's all good. It's all good. You know, we got to go ahead and hit our Fox News here in a little bit, man. There's just so much I want to talk about this case. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about more about this case because it doesn't end here. It keeps going and going and going until this day. We'll be right back after this.
The imagination of author Stephen Wren, radio producer for Haunted Voices Radio, and the director of Tennessee Paranormal, a new fiction series based on pirates and the paranormal, Jeremiah Balloon and the Amulet of the Siren. According to a recent review by ParanormalNews.com, there are misty visitors, ghost pirates, orbs of light, astral projection, secret societies, spiritualistic entities, missions of the human soul, which make it a truly enjoyable read. Now available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Books A Million, Tower Books, and more. Or visit Jeremiah on the web at jeremiahbloom.com or the author, Stephen Wren, at stephenwren.com. Jeremiah Balloon, an Amulet of Osiris.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucero.
I love helping our citizens make the most of their lives.
but I do not love Congress.
Another Democrat calling it quits, Indiana Senator Evan Bayh, not running for re-election, saying he's tired of partisan politics.
For some time, I've had a growing conviction that Congress is not operating as it should. Even at a time of enormous national challenge, the people's business is not getting done.
Democrats will have to scramble to find a replacement. Friday is the filing deadline for the May primary. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton pressing her case for more sanctions against Iran.
We are working actively with our regional and international partners in the context of our dual-track approach to prepare and implement new measures to convince Iran to change its course.
Clinton in Saudi Arabia, but the Saudis have doubts. The foreign minister is saying the threat demands more immediate action than sanctions. He called sanctions a long-term solution, but said the threat is more pressing. The husband of an Alabama college professor accused of shooting her colleagues says he and his wife went to a shooting range weeks before the killing, but he didn't know where she got the gun. Amy Bishop's accused of opening fire at a faculty meeting at the University of Alabama in Huntsville Friday, killing three and wounding three others. Now this update from the Olympics. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is live in Vancouver.
Lisa, it's only day four of competition, but it's safe to say thus far we're kicking you-know-what and taking names. America just got its second gold. Seth West got delivered once again. He took gold in the snowboard cross, defending the gold he won 4 years ago when the event was introduced at the Winter Games. Earlier, alpine skier Bodie Miller won bronze in the men's downhill alpine ski event. It's his first medal since the Games in 2002 and the first time Americans have medaled in that event since 1994, Lisa.
Thank you, Jessica. Just in time for President's Day, a wax museum in Las Vegas unveiling a statue of President Obama. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
Jamie Foxx kicks off this week's Fox Light DVD release roundup as a Philadelphia lawyer who goes light on a murder suspect, then becomes prey to the victim's widow, Gerard Butler, in Law-Abiding Citizen. Butler kills the freed suspect and then leans on Foxx to fix the flawed justice system or die trying. Coco Before Chanel tracks the life of Gabrielle Coco Chanel, played by Audrey Tautou, as she goes from orphan child to international fashion icon in 110 movie minutes flat. A spoof of and tribute to the blaxploitation genre, Michael Jai White is Black Dynamite, an ex-CIA operative gone rogue to avenge the death of his brother by slaying pimps and kung fu fighters while still making time for the ladies. And get the free Fox Light podcast at foxnewstalk.com or hit up the Fox Light blog at foxnewsradio.com for even more. In New York, Rob Moore, Fox News Talk.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more Focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk.
A magnitude 6.2 earthquake striking off the coast of Indonesia.
The region is known as Kepulauan Barat Daya in Indonesia, which is pretty close to the Philippines.
Rafael Abreu with the USGS. No reports of damage or injuries. The troubles for Toyota appear to be growing.
The number of complaints about deaths alleged to have occurred as a result of Toyota's gas pedal problem has climbed in recent weeks. The 21 complaints made over the last few years has climbed to 34 in just a few weeks. None has yet been verified, and the government says a surge in complaints is common after a recall. A Toyota official has told dealers at a convention in Florida that mechanics have repaired more than 500,000 of the 2.3 million cars and trucks recalled. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
More legal troubles for ex-Chicago area cop Drew Peterson. He's already in jail waiting for the start of his trial on charges he killed his third wife. Now a judge ruling he should face gun charges in connection with the disappearance of his fourth wife. 15 people dead after two trains collide in Belgium.
The trains collided head-on. No word on why they're apparently on the same track, but this is the railway which links Brussels with the NATO military headquarters at Mons in Belgium, a railway used by American and other NATO staffers, particularly at the crash time, local time 8:30 in the morning. Final word on the casualties expected only after rescue workers have pried apart the wreckage. Several train carriages badly mangled. In London, Alistair Wanglin, Fox News Radio.
For the second time in less than a week, the South pelted by snow and ice, forecasters predicting as much as 3 inches in northern Alabama. New York City going to the dogs. The annual Westminster Kennel Club dog show underway.
Westminster is the most important show in the United States. So that's the reason why everybody comes every year.
A three-year-old bulldog named Razzle Dazzle among the early winners. 2,500 dogs compete for the coveted title Best in Show. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News Radio.
While vacationing in Mexico, an American tourist runs out of gas. At the same instant, hundreds of miles away, his twin brother experiences gas after eating Mexican food. It's dismissed as coincidence. A man boards a plane at Kennedy Airport in New York. At the same moment in Massachusetts, Senator Ted Kennedy planes aboard in his workshop.
That looks flush now.
It's written off as chance. Lifetime Books presents an incredible new 50-volume set. Totally unrelated events of no consequence. Yes, for just $19.95, we'll send you Volume 1 absolutely free. Inspect it, look it over. You may even want to read it. And if you're not completely satisfied in 30 days, we'll send you Volume 2. And you'll continue to receive a new volume each month for the rest of your lifetime.
No, not again.
A man cancels his contract with Lifetime Books, and yet 5 years later, he's still receiving volumes from the Civil War series. Just a coincidence? You be the judge.
Lifetime Books, third-class books at first-class books.
Z-Talk Radio, Z-Talk Live, but we're on the Z-Talk Radio Network, as well as you can catch us on Planet Paranormal and UPRN 105.5 FM. So if you missed the show at all, if you didn't catch it all, you want to go back and listen to this horrific demon tale, my demon tale, where I eat crow to Scotty.
You can go to iTunes.
You can go to iTunes, or you can go to Planet Paranormal. Go ahead, click on Z-Talk Live or the iTunes. Of course, definitely go to the iTunes. It is a ton of fun because not always do I always disgrace myself in this manner.
Yeah, this is one for you to save.
This is one, yeah, for me to save, and that is, yeah, hopefully, you know, hopefully the podcast gets phased out fairly quickly, hint, 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 Scotty, but I know that, this one's gonna probably stay up for the next 5 years, you know, everything else will get phased out, this one will stay, but, it'll come and go, that's true. Right, but, getting back to the story here, like I said, we had fled the house after my intimate encounter with this demon. And here's the funny part. When you look at one of these demons and you see them for what they are, Scotty, they're us. I don't mean they're us, but they're every bad quality we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really see, like I saw bad quality that I have being projected right back at me, showing me basically what it's feeding on. You know, all of maybe your arrogance, maybe you're doing this or you're doing that. And that was also something that was evident in the investigators around us. That was happening to them, bringing out the worst in them. Around, you know, also, there was some stuff that went on that wasn't cool, that I don't blame these folks for. I mean, you know, how can you blame someone for some actions that they did when they weren't themselves? You really can't. You can't say, oh, remember when you called me this name on that investigation, man, that really sucked. It wasn't really them. It was, as weird as it sounds, and as weird as it sounds me saying this, it really wasn't them. It was some outside influence. Now, the aftermath of this investigation, and I'll be honest with you, I'll be totally, that night, I'm the kind of investigator that will go out, get my evidence, and then the following day or the next day after I kind of recoup, I'll go over it right away. No waiting. I'll do it all. Get her done with. Get everything out there. I haven't even gone over this evidence yet, Scotty.
Yeah, I don't think you want to.
I'm afraid to. I'm afraid to go over this evidence. You know, does that sound bad?
Nope.
You know, I'm actually a little bit afraid of what I'm going to hear or what I'm going to see. I really am, because what happens? What do I do with that if I get this thing on tape? You see what I'm saying? What do I do with that?
Yeah, we're going to play it on this show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to go over the evidence once I kind of cool down a bit. Once things seem to have cooled down in my life, which they have. Well, I'm me again. You know, the old me is back. I'm just as foul mouthed as I ever was. I'm back, you know. I mean, I'm joking around the same ways. Things are, I'm happier. I'm not as oppressed. And that's a big thing that you guys are going to run into. Should you run into one of these cases, is a marked oppression. And that's a good indicator of what's going on, too, is just that oppression. When it starts changing you and it becomes depression because you can't be there on the location because you so desperately in the back of your head want to be there, you know it's time to pull out. You know it's time to pack it up and say, you know what, screw this case. It's not worth A, my sanity, B, possibly as weird as how movie like this sounds, my mortal soul. it's not worth my immortal soul. I'm not going to go to hell for this thing. I'm sorry. You're not going to take me with you. But the aftermath has been, well, it's still not done. The poor lady is moving. She's moving from the home. She has fled the home, has not gone back. Or at least, here's the weird thing. This, as terrified as she is of this home, she keeps going back, Scotty. She keeps going back to go, like, sit in the driveway for 4 or 5 hours at a crack.
Same reason why you were drawn back.
You know what I mean? It's just weird. I talked to her.
She's not broken it off. She really needs some religious help, too.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And that's what we've got going now. We got some help. We have some intervention that is helping her as we speak. It was very weird because as crazy scared as she is of this place, she would get off work, and she would go sit in the driveway of her home wanting to go in this house, even though she knew what was in there. Isn't that crazy?
Did it? No, not really, because when you think about it, I mean, that's what it draws into. That's what you drew into, because every time I talked to you during it, you were like, oh, I'm talking about the case, I'm talking about this, I'm doing this, I'm figuring this, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
We're going back there. It was all about it. That's what it was. That's all you were doing.
Yeah, so this poor lady.
And you were drawn to it.
Yeah, definitely.
But it was the same thing as you, too. I mean, it happened to all of you who were in this investigation.
Well, I can't imagine living in that environment for as she moved in there when I interviewed her and she talked about the stuff that went on. At first, it was little stuff, like maybe a cabinet door opening. Or maybe my keys would be missing and be somewhere. And she said, I always thought of it as just me. You know, forgetting. Maybe I forgot to close the cabinet door. Well, maybe I did leave those keys, or maybe they fell, you know, somewhere, and I didn't realize they fell. You know, a million different reasons, that ways that you try to rationalize it before it starts to become, you know, before it hits its critical mass. Which ended with her calling the police in the middle of the night, her screaming in her nightgown at her children. She has kids, by the way. And that's another reason why we were so pressed to get this case done. Screaming at her kids to get out of the house because this thing held her down in her bed and screamed in her face. And as soon as it let her up, she left. And she called the police. The police came. She thought for sure she had an intruder. She thought that for sure somebody tried to rape her. She for sure thought that because there was this thing holding her down, yelling in her face, going, just like that. I can't even describe it the way she described it. I mean, you know, we can growl all night, and I don't think we could ever match what she described, what that went on. And that was really, and then as she was leaving the house, as all this was going on, the cabinet doors are opening, things are flying around the house, the cops show up, they go in there, they can't find anybody. They look for hours for somebody in this home. They figure that they are still in this home. They're hiding somewhere. They had to be, because how can this otherwise normal lady that is really respected in the community come screaming out of her house in her nightgown at her kids for no good reason?
Right.
You know, she's not crazy. She's never had a mental issue in her whole entire life. She's a manager of an extremely successful, popular chain restaurant here in town. like I said, just a respected person in the community. Mm-hmm. And they go in, the police go in, and I know I'm just kind of recapping of what happened that led us up to this investigation. They go in, and they find nothing, man. They find nothing. They find nothing, man. I mean, these cops were as dumbfounded as she was to why there was nothing in the house.
Well, if they had the paranormal cops from Chicago.
Yes, that's what we need. The paranormal cops need to go in there, and they would come out pissing their pants.
Sorry, dude. Yeah, did you? He'd smoke that cigar and just be like,
Pah. Yes, cue the dancers. That's right. They don't like it, dancers.
Yeah, they don't like it either.
Yes, well, even those particular cops couldn't do crap in this case. But at the end of the day, all BS aside, I couldn't do anything either. We failed. I mean, I don't want to say we failed, but we couldn't help her. And we talked to her, and I told her, hey, we can't help you. And that's horrible. You know, it's horrible feeling when you've been called in to be the helper, right? To be the savior, if you will, of somebody, and you end up falling victim to that exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know, you're supposed to be cavalry. You're not supposed to be guys holding up in a Super 8 hotel room waiting and praying for daylight. I mean, luckily she was with us. The homeowner did the investigation with us. She was very cooperative, very nice, very scared, always scared, but she was willing to go through these steps so she could face her own fears with us by her side, and those fears became everybody's fears inside a week.
True.
Absolutely. 2 weeks, I spent you 2 weeks.
You guys were all over this for 2 weeks.
Yeah, all over this for 2 weeks. Couldn't make heads or tails, Scotty. And it was crazy. And if anybody has a question about this case that I can answer without giving away details of who this person is.
262-672-2488. 262-672-2488 or 262-ORBBITT.
And I would definitely like to answer all the questions I can about my brush with, well, for lack of a better term, as I said, a demon. I know, as crazy as that sounds coming out of my mouth, a demon.
I know, that's great.
I can't.
Glad to hear.
That's
great. Some ways I am, some ways I'm not, though, dude. You know what I mean?
I don't know. You want to call it negative energy, you want to call it, you know, non-human, whatever you want to call it, you can call it. But me personally, it was evidence to me, and I am a total 100% skeptic. I have been forever, especially on that particular part of the paranormal. Okay, ghosts, yeah, they exist. Okay, there we go. You know what ghosts do? Because guess what? I have EVP to prove it. I have, in my mind, photos that prove it. But the EVP is always the thing that gets me the most when I'm dealing with ghostly phenomena. I mean, because it's that delayed conversation that, I mean, how do you deny that? How do you say?
Or how do you deny, like, something that, I'm going to state it here, but I didn't want to state it, but how do you deny when you state something like I felt something grab my pant leg when I was doing an EVP session? I said, hey, did you just grab my pant leg? And then you hear about 2 seconds later, underneath everybody else, you hear, I did.
Mm.
That's a direct
response. Yeah, I mean, EVP is great. I love it. It's out there. And I was a total 100% skeptic on this subject matter until I was forced to face it. And that's just how it is. You know, and I'm no longer a skeptic. It was evidence to me. To me. I don't care whether it's evidence to you or evidence to Joe Blow down the block. It was evidence to me that they're out there. And at the end of the day, isn't that the most impressive evidence is always the personal evidence. Always. That personal experience. You can look at EVP all day or photos all day, listen to EVP all day, And until you have that actual personal experience, that is what will turn a skeptic into a believer. Now, Dr. Dim out there is a great friend, a great radio host, a total skeptic. And I respect his methods. I totally respect his show. I respect his way of thinking. And he's a great asset to have in the network. And he does skeptic radio. And I'm going to go on a limb here, and if he wants to chastise me later, that's totally okay with me. If Dim were with me, he'd be saying the same thing. Holy crap, man. It's real.
It takes something like that to make it true. It really does. I mean,
but
we've all had our experiences and we all have our feelings, and too bad some people can't see it for what it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know.
So sometimes I have to cue the dancers.
Sometimes you do. You do. Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to cue those dancers one time because they don't like it.
Right.
You know, the they don't like it dancers.
Yeah.
You got to cue them. Or you got to go ahead and call the BS police and get them in there to detect what's going on. But I got to tell you what, this, in my mind, and I'm not going to convince everybody. I'm not trying to convince anybody. I'm just simply telling what I went through. You know, what I went through personally. I mean, if you want to believe it, you can believe it. If you don't want to believe it, you don't need to believe it. That's entirely up to you. You know, whether you do or whether you don't, that's not what this is all about. At the end of the day, you have a frightened homeowner. You have investigators that were not acting themselves. You had people that were, it was just a total mess. Just an absolute total mess of investigation. Thank God I'm done with it. Thank God I'm done with that investigation.
And I agree.
I will never be going back to that home. I'll never be going back to that house. I'm done with that house. You couldn't pay me right now, Scotty. If you had a $10 million check, I would not be taking it to going back to that house. Well, okay, maybe $10 million. I don't know.
I'd go in for $10
million. For $10 million, well, maybe.
I'm going right in. Here I go.
But that's a story, and I'm sticking to it, man. It was quite the harrowing experience. it's changed me quite a bit from where I was. That being said, though, man, we got to go ahead and, we got to go to break. I got to compose myself a little bit. When we come back, more paranormal criminals, as it were, out there. They're all lurking out there. You got the scammers, you got the criminals, you even got a couple coke dealers that are out there, so you never know what you're going to get. We'll be right back right after this.
If this station isn't your cup of coffee, then drink tea.
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 Drink tea.
Ooh.
Drink tea.
Drink tea.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking.
100% news. 100% information.
Yeah.
100% guaranteed.
Loving this.
Thought you might say that.
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network.
Did I kill my husband? As the only woman in Illinois to be hung for murder, local lore has tarred me as a bad, bad woman. But there's more to the story. Find out in The Hanging of Betsy Reed by Rick Kelsheimer. I was a healer. They called me a witch and said that I poisoned the old man. 20,000 people came to see me die. I did burn down the jail and didn't even stay buried for long. But did I kill him? Rick Kelsheimer tells my story as fairly as I have ever seen it. Read The Hanging of Betsy Reed. Available at Amazon.com.
Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer.
Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer.
Like a bullhorn, your cologne announces your every arrival 4 blocks before you get there.
Here he comes now.
Here a splish, there a splash, everywhere a splish splash. You don't stop till every square inch of manhood is covered.
Everywhere a splish splash.
Overslept and haven't got time to shower? Not to worry. You've got 4 gallons of cologne and a plan.
Throw it on.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer. Because we think we smell a winner.
Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're the station that beats all the competition. And we'll prove it
as soon as we hear any competition.
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to Z-Talk Live, right here on the Z-Talk Radio Network, as well as you can catch our podcast at Planet Paranormal, iTunes, and currently broadcasting live at UPRN 105.5 FM. That's right, we're having a great night. Yeah, spirited conversation. I love the zombie ghost train, man. Devil Child. That's a great tune, isn't it?
I love that. Oh, I love Zombie.
I know, that's who played during our break. So thank you, Zombie Ghost Train. We love having you as one of the many unsigned bands that we feature here on Z-Talk Radio Network. Fun time listening to that. But getting right back into it, we're talking a little bit about fakers, scammers, criminals, and my own personal demon story, if you will. We're going to start with the, well, many people like to pick on them. What do you think of the Taps Collargate incident? I know it's old news, but I want to go ahead and get your take on it.
Oh, the one with the collar?
Yeah, where it pulls. It's like a Halloween episode. People still talk about this day to me. Like, did you see the collar?
Here's my point on it, and I think it's going to shock a lot of people in the world. My point of it is what we watch on TV is entertainment, and no matter how it's based in the paranormal, it's still entertainment. And if you were to watch a show of a ghost hunting show and actually watch them do everything they're supposed to do for the entire show, it would be boring as living crap. It really would be.
What do you
sitting around for hours and not getting anything, you know, not hearing the EVPs, not doing anything, you know, sitting there with your cameras running, sitting at base camp, not doing much, you know, that type of thing, you know.
Did you believe that the collar gate was fake, or do you believe that to be real?
I believe it was fake for the show.
Good point.
Now is that a bad thing? No, I don't think so. I mean, that's the thing. It is for television.
Mm-hmm.
It is for the thing. They've never gone on there and said, this is our proof of ghosts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is our proof of television. This is our proof of entertainment. We get paid to entertain. If people don't watch our show, we're not on. We don't get paid. End of story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whereas sure. Paranormal radio, most of us do it because we're here to put messages out.
It's a passion.
We want to prove it. It is a hobby. It is something we're striving for to make better. Now, does that do a disservice? Well, I can't say that it doesn't, but it is still entertainment, and it's still TV.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is television should in no way, in my opinion, no way, shape, nor form ever be used as a training guide to teach anyone anything about the paranormal.
Right.
But how many groups do you believe, in your own personal opinion, Scotty, are using these TV shows as, well, a training guide?
Probably the majority.
Wow. That is a lot of...
Don't you?
I do. I really do. That's a lot of uninformed people out there.
But the thing is, where it comes down to it, is the fact that it is the only thing they've seen. It's the only thing they've been, you know, I mean, they don't want to take the time to read the books, to talk to the people, mm-hmm. to go to the conventions, to do the research, to find people that have been in the field a long time and talk to them. They don't want to do that type of work, join a group to be trained. They just want to get on and get famous. So that's the problem. So and the only way to get famous is to get on TV, and the only way to get on TV is to get fake evidence.
So it's no longer about the field anymore. It's no longer about the research. It's all about the fame in a lot of ways for a lot of people. I don't want to say everybody.
No, I wouldn't want to say most. I want to say probably that, unfortunately, it is the few that want that, but they make it bad for the most. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really think it is that way.
So it's a small majority of people, that are, or a small minority, rather, of people making it bad for everyone else that's truly in the trenches doing their thing.
Right.
I believe that. I really do believe that. Because the influence. When you have South Park spoofing you one night on this show, you know you've hit public consciousness.
Right. You know, and it's true. I mean, you've made it, you know, as an entertainer. And as much as, you know, as much as I watch all the shows, and I watch all of them, I mean, and I've watched probably every episode of all the shows. I TiVo it and watch it when I want to. You know, I'm not sitting there at that time on the air watching it live. I watch it when I can. But when you look at this, I mean, it's entertainment. It's not the way they do it. I wouldn't do it the way they do it. But you look at that, and it's enjoyable. It's something to watch. It's something fun. And if you do find a cool EVP, then great. But you don't know if it's real or fake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the unfortunate thing. The unfortunate thing is you just don't. They have to make stuff up for TV.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't.
Whereas.
I personally.
Whereas
don't,
if.
Oh, go ahead, Scotty.
Anyway, I was saying is whereas if Dave, like Dave in the chat room for Paradigm Shift. Mm-hmm. If Dave was to send me an EVP, I would think that's way more cooler than what I saw on TV.
Oh, true.
The reason is because I trust Dave and I know Dave and I believe what he puts out and I believe that's real. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I would think, I would go, oh, that's cool. Listen to this. Where on TV, you go, man, that's cool. But is that real? You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know the circumstances.
Once again, it's for entertainment, right? It's for entertainment. You don't know the circumstances. You know where they were. But if a group you know, people you know, tell you that this happened like this, then you trust them.
I personally don't watch the shows. That's just me, though. I find them extremely boring. Yes, you can send me stuff. You can send Scotty stuff. We'll go over. I got 17 years in the field. Scotty's got a minute. I'm just joking with you, brother.
Which is true. I only have two and a half years of a full investigation.
Yeah, send your stuff to Joel at ztalkradio.com, or was it Scotty? Is it Scotty Rourke? Is it just Scotty at ztalkradio.com?
It's just Scotty.
Yeah, just Scotty at ztalkradio.com. We'd definitely appreciate to hear your stuff. You got anything really awesome, and it might even make the show on a future episode of ZTalk Live. You just never know. We might go ahead and say, whoa, this thing rocks. Let's get you on the show as well as your evidence. We're always looking to have investigators on as well as everybody else. This is really open forum for everybody. We would love to be more community-oriented as well, the show. That's another target of ZTalk Live. It's not just for us. It's also for you. It's the network show. It's for everybody. And that being said, another danger in the paranormal is the people by far. You don't know what kind of whack job you're dealing with. And the paranormal lately, and I do not want to paint everybody the same brush, so definitely not saying this about everybody, but a good facet of the people are wingnuts, man. They're crazy. They're Looney Tunes.
You know, there's a fair number in anything you do. I mean, remember when we had Mike Brody on and we talked about comedy?
Yep. Yeah, it could be a bowling bowling league, knitting circle, it doesn't matter. You're going to run into those crazies. There's no way to avoid it.
Right. I mean, look how many crazies you have at work.
Oh, my God. Where do I begin?
But see, I know. I mean, that's the same thing every day.
See, I work in radio, so that's like hand in hand with crazy. That's crazy's ugly sister.
Just funny, man.
But you know, the people out there, some of the people that are either investigators or even more dangerous sometimes are the people, the homes you get called into. You don't know if you're going to be going to the base of a serial killer and you just became his next victim.
True.
So it's really important to let people know where you're going, what you're doing, when you're going to be back, even give your loved ones who you trust the address of the investigation you're on. Because if you go missing and you don't tell a soul where you've gone that night because you're worried about either confidentiality or what have you, give it to somebody you absolutely trust. That information on how to get a hold of you, because if you do turn up missing, they need to know that information to give the police.
True, very true.
You know, to start looking for you. I mean, you never know when you go in these homes. I've been on investigations where drugs have been used, and these people, you go in their house and there's paraphernalia laying all over the place. They were shooting up whatever it was they're shooting up. And then they wonder why they're being haunted. You're not being haunted. It's probably the pot talking to you.
Yeah.
It's the crap load of illegal drugs you have in your system. You know, not to mention the LSD you popped about 15 minutes ago is not helping your cause.
Right.
You know, so definitely be careful when you go in those homes. And also,
see, here's the other thing. There's a group out there that want their house to be haunted.
Oh yeah.
That want their restaurant to be haunted.
Oh, definitely.
And really don't want you to come in and do a real investigation, so you can debunk stuff and find out real reasons for why they're haunting. They want you to come in and say, oh yeah, we've been investigated by this group, and they say it's haunted.
Well, I had a bar owner.
It's not.
I had a bar owner that, when I was living down in Kansas area, that desperately wanted his bar to be haunted. I mean, just desperately. And because that was the big thing. This is the early 2000s when Ghost Hunters was just hitting. You remember that? When it was just really gaining steam. You know, right in the dawn of it. And it was really popular. It was a 2004, somewhere in that neighborhood. We did this investigation for this bar owner that wanted his saloon, his bar, to be haunted because the guy across town had what he called a certified haunted location. That's right. Come get drunk with the spirits. Okay, and the people would flock there because they all want a personal experience while they're drinking. That being said, his competition across town called me, asked me to do an investigation because he thought he was haunted, or the bar, better put, was haunted. And we came in, we did the investigation, we did it four times, this investigation. Because a lot of times, folks, you cannot use one investigation to deem whether a place is haunted or not. It takes more than once to get in there, really get in there, because you never know, because they don't, you know, dance for you on command. You know, so it might take more than one. Well, after four investigations, we said, well, we got one EVP out of the place, and that was even suspect. We're not sure what it was. We couldn't even make it out. It was like a low C at best. And the guy was so mad at us, and this is the God's truth, man. The guy pulls a double-barrel shotgun and chases us off.
Right.
Because we couldn't give him what he wanted, man. And that was to be haunted. He was going to make some ghosts. Damn Skippy.
But that's the thing. There's so many people that want it to be haunted. They want their apartment to be haunted because now it's like a kind of cool thing.
Yeah, to live with the ghosts. You know, that is definitely something that people, yeah, you're right. They're almost like paranormal groupies.
Yep.
You know, they follow you around. They follow what you do. They want to be haunted. They want to be a part of it. And there's a couple other things. And we only got about 9 minutes left of the show. Wow, has this show ever flown, Scotty?
And now it goes by quick.
It goes by really quick. 2-hour show. We could do a whole nother show just on this. Absolutely, we could. And if people want to hear another show on this, we get more in detail about some of the dangers out there. We absolutely will. But with the time that we do have, I'd also like to touch on criminals that are out there. The criminal element, yes, is alive and well in the paranormal.
True. Just like it is in every...
That's right. Field. Whether you be in a bowling league, a knitting circle, doesn't matter. You're going to find criminals element in anything you do, especially if there's a buck to be made. And that's no different than the paranormal. Hell, man. I know people have been busted for cocaine possession that are in the paranormal. I know people that have been convicted for a spousal abuse that are in the paranormal.
There's ones that, you know, there's a big story in the papers about the one who had child porn in Ohio.
Exactly. Exactly. And should these people be in the field? Well, you know, that's really, you know, I'm not a big advocate of witch hunts. I just want to say that. I don't believe they do us any good, because we did see one recently, well, with a person that we both know,
mm-hmm.
that a big witch hunt happened. It was splashed everywhere. And it was not good.
No, and you know, it was some his fault and some the other fault, and
yeah,
it was nowhere near what it was made out to be. Of course,
exactly. And so we watched this all go down. And like I said, I've never been one. So hey, you know what? If you have a group out there, it only costs you $20 to do a criminal background check, folks.
Right.
That's it. In most states, it's free. You know, granted, if you come up with a person that's got petty misdemeanor or misdemeanor, you know, for something they did 25 years ago, obviously you're going to take that in a different case than someone that did it last week. You know what I mean? Obviously, there's got to be allocation for time. You know, so if let's just say Joe Blow got a DWI in 1983. Are you going to hold that against Joe Blow now?
No, I mean, that's the thing. When is the limitations are and that type of stuff.
Exactly. So,
I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I don't know. There's a lot to go into it. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm not saying, I'm definitely saying you have somebody that's got felonies on their record that has victims in these felonies. Do not, and I repeat, do not let them on your team.
Right.
Granted, we're all human. We all mess up. It happens. Somebody did something, let's just say, 15, 20 years ago, and it was something, they've been model citizens since, and it was something that was very youthful indiscretion. Sure, I can definitely understand that. I totally can. But you got a person that has a long list of things going back in their history where they've done time for this, where they've done time for that. They, in my opinion...
Those people can't change, you know.
They got no place in the paranormal, man. In my opinion. That's just my opinion. You don't have to agree with me or disagree with me. I just feel that those particular individuals have no place in this community, especially when you're going into private homes around people's families. You definitely want to keep an eye on that.
Right, exactly. I mean, it only takes a couple of seconds to do some background checks.
Yeah,
they're pretty simple.
Yeah, they are. They are. And you know, and never go totally on what the court records say. Talk to them. Say, hey, what was the circumstances behind this? You know, I want the no BS assessment here. You know, just go ahead, be honest with me. How did this happen? When did it happen? Why did it happen? Obviously, if something happened 20 years ago, you know, I have a hard time holding that against somebody that happened 20 years ago. You see what I mean? If they've been a model citizen since. I think there should be, personally, this is just me speaking once again, allowances giving depending upon the offense 20 years ago. I mean, that's just me. That's just me, because people do change. People do grow up. People, you know, have families, jobs, lives. And, you know, they're not 21 anymore kind of thing going on. There's just so many dangers out there. This is a big... When we decided to talk about the subject matter, Scotty, it's deeper than I ever thought.
It is. It really is.
You know, and something as simple as bring a first aid kit with you when you're on scene. I know it sounds trivial, but man, that's saved my ass a time or two.
Nope, I have it.
You know, I mean, you trip, you fall, you scrape a knee, you cut a finger, you do something. I mean, my God, you can never be too prepared because, number one, you're in a house in the dark. It's going to happen. You're going to get hurt. Should you do this long enough, you're going to get hurt. You're going to fall. You're going to get hurt. So pack that with you, too. Pack a lot of different things that make you feel comfortable. You know, some people pack Bibles, and that's fine. If you want to pack a Bible in your gear kit, you do so if you feel that that's something you need to do for your own personal self. I mean, if that's something you believe in, that's something you want, you can carry it. Doesn't mean you have to flash it around and say the power of Christ compels you. but if you feel that that's somewhat of a security blanket to have with you, by all means, do so. You know, it can just stay in your pack. You don't have to show it to anybody if you don't want to. What do you carry, Scotty?
Well, I carry my St. Michael's medal that I have blessed by a priest. And that's what I carry. And I got a stone that I carry.
You got stoned? Quarter. What? Yep. You got stoned?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
No wonder why you're hearing voices.
Tammy's rubbing off on me. No, but I carry that. I carry my pendulum. Mm-hmm. And I carry the quarter of from the ghost that threw me at the wheel 2 years ago.
See, what I carry is I carry, I don't carry
any
of that stuff.
I carry with me that every day. I carry that me with every day, no matter where I go.
I don't carry, I never used to carry any of that stuff. But Suzanne, the psychic I talked about earlier, she gave me a St. Michael's and a Padre Pio medals that have both been blessed, you know, urging me to wear it, yada, 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 which I will definitely humor her and do so. But me, as far as equipment goes, I like to bring a of course, a headlight, a flashlight, and I also like to carry one that does not require batteries.
Right, I have those two.
You know, a flashlight, because a lot of times you're going to be in a situation where they're going to zap those batteries, and you're going to want one of those flashlights that you can generate power with to get out of there, because it works a lot better than a Zippo lighter trying to find your way through. Because I've been there, that, man.
Very true on that one. Well, dude, hey, it's already at time. Look at it.
Holy crap, man. This has been just a great time, folks. Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to thank Mr. Scotty Rourke again for sitting in the co-host chair with me. It has been fun. We are back full-time every week. You're going to hear Z-Talk Live. No more breaks, no more any of that kind of stuff. So hang around. And if you have any guest suggestions at all, feel free to either email them to me, joel@ztalkradio.com, or scottrourke@ztalkradio.com. Scotty@ztalkradio.com. I'm getting confused with your other email address, my friend. You got too many of them.
It all goes to one.
It all goes to one. Oh, one to rule them all. But hey, it's been a great night. And Scotty, like I said, thanks again. Thanks to everybody that's been listening. And Dr. Dim, yes, you, Dr. Dim, I'd love to have you on Z-Talk Live. I don't think I've ever had the pleasure of speaking with you. And let's talk skeptic stuff one night, shall we? That'd be great, wouldn't it, Scotty?
I would love it.
That would be awesome. See the other side of that coin, as it were, respectfully. And then we are out of here.
This has been a production of the Z-Talk Radio Network.